It's week one of this fast and furious general election campaign, now in full swing with leaders of all parties and candidates galloping around the country, selling their manifestos and promises, engaging with voters, debating in radio and TV studios, and highlighting the sunniest photos and quotable quotes on social media. Over the next 3 weeks, Cian McCormack and the Morning Ireland team will travel the country for our on-the-road election coverage. First, to Limerick. It has two constituencies, the city and county. It'll return 7 deputies to the next Dáil. Cian, you spent the day in Limerick yesterday. What way are voters thinking? What's the mood?
Well, Mary, the mood is pretty mixed at the moment. And when you're talking to people, they'll tell you the economy is going well, there are plenty of jobs, but then they'll also tell you that they're not feeling the fact that the economy is doing well. Now, the biggest issues by a country mile here in both Limerick City and County are housing, the cost of living, and the university hospital here in Limerick. Now, yesterday I travelled throughout the city and the county canvassing people's views. Here's an audio diary of my day, starting on Sarsfield Bridge in the city centre.
How are you doing? My name is Cian McCormack. I'm with Morning Ireland and RT Radio 1.
You know that you before.
I know. I was just thinking. I met you at the same spot, I think, during the local and European elections. Can you remind me of your name again?
Damien Houlihan.
What are the issues for someone like yourself?
Oh, well, sure. We're just worried about money, mostly. The price of everything is rising. The wages aren't matching it. Do you know what I mean? So I'm earning less money now than I was 15 years ago. And everything is quadruple, probably, so I'm just worried about money, mostly.
And what are people talking about? Is it all about money?
It's all about money, yeah, and homes and everything.
Homes, so that's housing, is it?
Housing, yeah. Do you know what I mean? So a lot of the lads which I'm working with are renting, and they're complaining about the price of rent, and they're worried about it.
When you cast your mind back to the last election, not the European or local elections, but the last general election 5 years ago, do your circumstances feel the same? Do they feel different?
I think they're slightly worse, I think.
Really?
Yeah, slightly worse. Yeah, money-wise, yeah.
So it's the cost of living?
It's the cost of living, yeah.
Well, listen, you're off to work, are you?
I'm off to work, yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much. Have a good one. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Well, just after I meet Damien, I meet Jessica. She's 23. She's on her way to college. And again, it's the cost of living. That's her biggest issue.
The cost of living is absolutely outrageous. I have a bag full of food just for the day that I have to carry around all day because I can't afford the college canteen. I can't afford to go get a chicken roll. I can't afford to go get coffee. And the housing is absolutely atrocious. I'm 23 and me and my 25-year-old brother still have to live at home. He's working two jobs, I'm working two jobs, and I'm in full-time education.
It's clear from my initial conversations that housing and the cost of living are to the fore in voters' minds. But they also say the University Hospital Limerick, homelessness, drugs and crime will influence how they vote.
Obviously the hospital outside would be a big issue. Housing and I think crime would be another issue.
What drives your vote more? Is it the leader of the different political parties? Is it the local candidates? Is it the issues?
Well, I think it's more the issues now, that rather than the candidates or the parties, you know. I think the main parties, to a certain degree, they've done a good job, but then again, to a certain degree, I don't think they're really in tune with the people on the street.
But the only thing I'd like to see is a complete change of government.
Really, yeah? Why?
What they've done to the country.
But when you think about 5 years ago when the last general election was happening, do you feel much different about your circumstances?
I think they've gone down a lot.
Why?
Money-wise. They're not putting nothing back into this, huh?
Now, I could give you a list from the budget. So, an October bonus double payment for welfare recipients, along with another welfare bonus Christmas payment, university electricity credits of €250 paid in two equal instalments before and after Christmas, the expansion of the fuel allowance for people over 60, several cost of living payments from now until Christmas. Anyway, the list goes on and on.
And on.
Right, so
what they're trying to do is buy votes. That's all they're doing, buying votes. Look at the hospitals outside. What have they done for them? I mean, it's a disgrace.
My next stop is St. Munchen's Community Centre.
What are the big issues for yourself?
We say that when you go into the hospital, you get looked after, like, do you know what I mean? Like, we'll send and things like that, we'll send housing and things like for the kids, like, you know.
So it's hospitals and housing. Have you experience of the two areas?
Friday. We had our granddaughter in there and they weren't able to get her blood and she was crying and it.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
And it was deadly.
But, you know, I suppose they had to maybe get the blood right.
Yes, but she had two needles in her hand to get the bloods.
And was she waiting long? Or?
We were waiting, so she was there 7 hours.
After St. Munchen's, I moved down the road to Moy Ross.
Election just around the corner. Where am I at the moment?
Well, the election, it doesn't really bother me at the moment because we don't see politicians around here at all. They're like, I call them tourists. Now, there you are.
Will you come back and talk to me?
I think they're tourists.
I'll just take a second.
Tell me.
My man was looking for a hospital bed, a proper one, and the woman passed away and never even got it.
I'm so sorry about that. Would you say that that's the biggest issue, is it hospital care?
Yeah, big issue around here.
The second half of my day is spent in the county. I visit Adair and Newcastle West.
Well, I'm farming. The big issue in farming is, in beef farming, is there's no money out of it, and my mood, I don't think the politicians, they have deaf ears in farming. That just
on farming, is it?
Well, in a lot of things. Well, the country's going well, and it's going very well. For some.
See, this is it now.
It's going very well.
Does that pose a question for you? You see the country going
it's
well.
Going very
your
well.
Business, you're saying farming is extremely difficult.
It's extremely low.
So why? How do you vote then?
Well, it is, but I'm not getting any of the slice of the cake, like. Because my income is lesser and lesser every year.
When will you for sure make up your mind about who you'll vote for?
I suppose that'll be the day of the election.
You'll wait until then?
I will.
Well, Mary, later in the programme we'll be hearing again from voters and we'll be discussing the election race in the two constituencies of Limerick City and Limerick County with a panel of guests. But for now, it's back to you in Dublin.
We look forward to speaking to you a little later on, Cian.